Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trenopole, and as always, I bring you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the Cincinnati Reds, who should have won yesterday. Now, this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, I'd like to welcome you all to the Strawberry Ice group therapy session for Reds fans. Now, I know yesterday was a very, very frustrating loss. It's mind-numbing to think that we lost that game. But I got a positive spin on it that maybe it'll help. Now, you can look at it this way, that the Reds beat the Braves in every possible way yesterday except the score. Now, that's the most important one. We beat them. We out-hit them. We out-pitched them. You know, we struck them out 21 times. We had runners on base all the time. We just could not get that one hit. Now, is it frustrating? Yes, it's very frustrating. Was it a fun game to watch? Yes, it was a very fun game to watch. And just watching Trevor Bauer pitch and watch the Reds bullpen come in there was awesome. So I look at it this way. We're one swing of the bat away from winning that game. That's it. That's it. So if you look at it that way, that's the way the Reds players, I think, should look at it going into the game. Today, you can't sit there and think about, oh, we didn't get a hit. I say today, they got to start off fast. Now, I know yesterday, they were 0 for 6 with runners on third base and less than two outs. Today, they got to start quick. They like hitting home runs. Hit a home run in the first inning. That would be great. Get the monkey off their back. Get on base. Get a run. Get Luis Castillo that early lead. And let's go. That's what I really think that's going to happen. I cannot see, especially Mike Moustakas. How many times did he come up with runners in scoring position and not come through? And we know from his past history on other teams, more than likely, and just the short history he's had with the Reds here, more than likely he's going to come through at that time. I don't see him doing that again today. I mean, we still got a great pitcher on the mound today. We got Luis Castillo. Now, he's coming into the game on a roll. He will be making his very first postseason start. But like I said, he is 4-1 with a 2.20 ERA over his final five outings. Now, that includes his very first complete game. So, Luis Castillo is rolling. And that's what I say. If the thing that could go wrong for the Bengals, the Reds, is if they don't score early. I think that is a huge key. Like yesterday, they start off great. First two guys got on, and then we couldn't get anybody in. And that kind of started a trend that the Reds could not get out of. But like I said, they beat them in every other aspect. Unfortunately, the most important part is the score, and they didn't beat them there. But today's a new day. I have a really good feeling about it. Now, today's game is on ESPN again. And I know a lot of people got tired of, I heard of Alex Rodriguez. I personally didn't listen to him. I was able to slow down my TV enough because I got the DVR or whatever, and I got the MLB at bat, which another one I could fast forward or slow down, and I was able to match it up. So the Reds broadcast was pretty much matched up with the TV. So I never heard Alex Rodriguez. But I heard he was calling for bunts, lots and lots of bunts, which in certain situations would work. But if you got a runner on third base and there's less than two outs, hit the ball in the outfield. And that's the thing with the Reds. That's the other thing you got to look at it this way. To me, it was just a fluky situation yesterday, I think, because the Reds have hit more home runs and scored by the home run than more than any other team in baseball this year at a 61.1 clip. Guys on third base, it should be easy for the Reds to get the ball in the outfield, but they didn't. I don't see that happening today. I just don't. I don't, because the trend that the Reds have been playing this year is they get the ball in the air. So they should be able to do that today moving forward. We'll find out. Now, they'll be facing the Braves pitcher, Ian Anderson, who's also making his first career start. He's pitched six games this year. He's 3-2, 1.95 ERA, 41 strikeouts, and he's got a whip of 1.08. Now, Anderson, his best start of the year was versus the Nationals on August 26th, where he one-hit them through seven innings. I still feel that the Reds have a better pitcher going today than the Braves do, even though he one-hit the Nationals. I mean, the Nationals aren't that good of a team this year. So, like I said, this is the Strawberry Ice group therapy session today, just to try to talk all the Reds fans off the ledge. Trust me, we're at work today, and everybody's irritated. They're all frustrated, like me. It's just like, how did we not win that game? That's, like I said, I'm trying to be positive. We're one hit away from winning that game. And like I said, everything else, we beat the Braves handily in. It wasn't even close. We out-hit them. We out-pitched them. We did everything except get that one hit. So anyway, this is a little two-cent rant. I had to come on to try to do a Reds preview for the game today. I'll be going live again after the game. I mean, I'll be going live at 5 if the game goes long, which yesterday he went 13 innings. And I'm like, man, I might not do the show till 6 the way it was going. But I will be going live at 5 on Cincinnati Sports with Strawberry Ice. Make sure you guys check it out. It will be live streamed on my Facebook page, Sports with Strawberry Ice, and on the sports group that I help run, Reds Country. Which brings me to the other groups that I help run. Along with Reds Country, we got Bengals Nation, Bearcat Country, and Cyclones Country. And I ask you to follow me, Strawberry Ice, on all my social media platforms. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of them. I will be putting this on the podcast. Do me a favor, if you listen to the podcast, give me a 5-star review. I would greatly appreciate it. And other than that, I got a feeling the Reds are going to win. I don't know. I got a feeling we're going to blow the doors off of them today. I hope I'm right. It's on tape. We'll find out. See you at 5 o'clock tonight. Other than that, that's your sports, baby. See you guys.